Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features were completely free there, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Actually, tonight we are testing out a brand new feature. Well, it's a newer, different version of an old feature. We've had a webcam that's been online for a long time, and it was with a company called Stickam as our provider, our service provider. And tonight we are testing out a Ustream-provided webcam tonight. A lot of people had complained about the Stickam cam over time as it was kind of buggy, and admittedly behind the scenes it was a little on the clunky side to get it going. It seems like Ustream has really got something nice going on, and so while Stickam has treated us well over the years, they've featured us on the front page of their website, and we're obviously going to be missing out on those views, those viewers there. Ustream had approached me years ago asking for Free Talk Live to come on board, and you know, I looked at it back then, and back then I wasn't very serious about webcams at all, and now I definitely am willing to, you know, spend the bandwidth necessary to have a nice webcam. And it seems like Ustream service is just a cut above. It seems more stable, it seems a little bit better. So what we're doing right now is we're running the Liberty Radio Network 24/7 audio over the Ustream channel, which would have been near impossible with Stickam because it just crashes. Stickam crashed so many times. So we're going to get to our guests here in just a moment, but I want to give folks an update on this. Cam.freetalklive.com is how you get to see the brand new cam. The chat room is now open to the public. Because that's just the way Ustream is set up. It's not one of those it's not like Stickam where you've got the friends, you have to send a friend request and get approved before you can get into the chat room. It's just, there is no friend requesting with Ustream. It's just a channel with the chat room attached to it. So anybody can get in there.
Dear God, are you kidding?
I'm thinking about what we're going to do, though, for the amplifiers, because they did, I'm sure they enjoyed their amp-only chat room, their exclusive chat room. So I'm thinking about maybe starting up an amp-only IRC server. Remember, Mark, we used to have a Free Talk Live IRC server way back in the day? Was it our
own chat room that we used to have?
Well, yeah, but it was open to the public, and that was problematic. So what I'm thinking of doing is just having an amp-only IRC server and only giving the Free Talk Live amplifiers access to it. I didn't have enough time to get that set up this afternoon as I was making all the cam changes, so to the amplifiers for tonight and until further notice, bear with us. Please be patient as we continue here with some minor changes. Again, cam.freetalklive.com to see the brand new webcam and hop into the public. I guess the cam chat room is always going to be public at this point with Ustream, is providing we stay with Ustream. I could always switch back to Stickam if I want to. So this cam chat room will always be open to the public, but I think in addition to that, we'll have a special private chat server just for our amplifiers when I get a chance to get that set up, which will be sooner rather than later. All right, so let's go to our guests that are on the line. They were in jail at this time yesterday. Pete and or Jason, I'm not sure which one we have first.
Hello? Hey, what's up, guys? This is Pete and Jason with you.
Oh, you are both on the line. Okay, very good. Well, welcome back to Free Talk Live, gents. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, why don't you recap briefly what the Motorhome Diaries project is?
Right. There's myself, Pete Ayer, Jason Talley, and Adam Miller. We're driving around the country, popping into Canada, Mexico, but driving around the country for a year searching for freedom. So we're meeting with liberty-oriented people and interviewing and sharing stories of folks that are pushing back against state aggression, that are advancing the freedom movement in their own spheres.
And when did you guys kick this off? Is it 2 months now? It seems like it's been a little while.
Yeah, almost 2 months. It's about 7 weeks.
Very cool. So you started out from Washington, D.C. You came up here to our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and that's when you officially kind of left for crossing the country. You went all the way over to the West Coast, and then you started heading back down the southern route, passing through places like Arizona and Texas. And yesterday, you were in Mississippi when you got pulled over for what I believe was the first time on the trip.
Yeah, that's right. We were driving from New Orleans, where we had a meetup the night before, which was really great. We're going to have breakfast in Meridian with some folks and then go to Nashville. We're going to pick up our friend Allison Gibbs and have a meetup there. And we were in Jones County, which is in kind of southeast Mississippi, and This is Pete talking. I was driving the RV and saw a law enforcement vehicle in emergency turnaround. And, you know, we passed him. We're going north on I-59. And then, you know, I looked in my rearview mirror, and he was following us. And he was kind of, you know, shadowing us in a sense, looking at our license plate. And he lit us up. So I pulled over, and he, you know, ordered the driver to get out. So I came out with my license and provided that to him. He asked me how many folks were in the RV, if we had any drugs or weapons. And I, you know, I told him, yeah, I do have two firearms. He asked what they were. I said, two handguns. They're disassembled. They're locked in a container, and the ammo's in another locked container. So then he said, all right. He advised me to stand there. He called for some backup, and then he advised the other occupants to come out. So Adam Miller came out with a video camera recording, and, you know, the officer asked him, you know, are you recording? And Adam said he was, and, you know, it didn't seem like he had a problem with that. He advised Adam to stand in the back of his squad car so he could keep an eye on both of us. And then he advised a third person to come out of the RV, which was Jason Talley. And Jason came out, and he advised him to stand at the front of the RV. So by this time, a second officer had arrived, and he walked directly to Adam, and he said, hey, he said, get that camera out of my face. So Adam started to lower the camera and say, you know, I'm recording this to help keep people accountable. And the cop basically took the camera out of Adam's hand and, like, forcibly handcuffed him.
Wow.
And he told – and then I saw this happening, and I, you know, they said, what's going on? They told me to stand there, and they told Adam that he was being arrested for disobeying an officer's order, and that they later told him he was going to be charged with disorderly and resisting arrest and all this other stuff. And then they went up to Jason a little bit later and asked Jason to produce identification. And Jason, you know, as being a passenger, he had actually just woken up. He had been sleeping on the RV as I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, you know, I'd rather not do that. I'm just a passenger. And the first officer had told us, you know, when we came back clear, I had since given him the registration information, all that stuff. Since we came back clear, that we would be free to go. So Jason didn't know why he had to produce ID. So they asked Jason a few times. You know, he was polite, but he said, no, I'd rather not do that. And they asked Jason to put his hands on the RV, and when he didn't, they put him in a chokehold. They maced him. And,
wow.
You know, there was a time there Jason couldn't breathe. And neither Adam, who was in the squad car then, or I could see this. And I first saw it when they were leading him back in cuffs, and his face was red. His eyes were shut, and he had grass all over him. I said, what's going on? And, you know, then they put me in cuffs and said, you know, we're doing this for our safety. And they put Jason in the squad car. Soon, there were six officers on the scene, including a state patrol canine officer. And they asked if we had drugs or weapons. And I told them what I had, you know, already said. I asked if we were free to go. And, I kept asking that. I said, I don't consent to a search. But they said, you know, we're going to do this anyway. We're going to run the dog around the RV. And if it's triggered, we're going to get access anyway. And I said, so be it. And, they basically, first, the canine officer asked me, you know, are there any drugs on there? I said, no. And he tried to pull me aside, and he said, you know, maybe there's drugs on there and they're not yours, you know, trying to, like, get me to say something that wasn't true. And yeah. I said, you know, I've already told you guys. I've already answered these questions. And then, so that was the carrot. Then he tried to stick. He said, well, we're going to get the ATF involved, and you're going to face some, like, hard time for running guns and blah, blah, blah. And I said,
wow.
Okay, I know the law, and I believe I'm operating within the law. And even if I'm not, maybe it's the law that has to be changed. So, anyway, he ran the dog around a couple of times, put it away, and told me that the dog had triggered.
Of course he did.
Or drugs. Yeah, and I said, well, you know, I said, I know that dogs can falsely trigger when, you know, ordered, when tipped off to do so by their handler. And then he got right up in my face, and he's like, are you calling me a liar? Are you calling my dog a liar? And
yeah, you're
calling him a liar, even though he just called you a liar like 10 times?
Yeah, exactly. So I said, you know, have that and do what you got to do, but I'm not consenting to this. And so they went around and looked through our internal storage compartments first, and I had a box filled with some citations from a thesis I wrote on medical marijuana, so he's asking me about that. And then when they eventually did go inside the RV, we had just gotten decorated the inside of our RV with about 200 pro-liberty stickers from libertystickers.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he took, like, two steps in, and he stopped, and he read one, and he said, be mean to government. Okay, I know what you guys are about. It totally just changed the demeanor. So I'm sitting outside in cuffs, ripping the RV apart.
How did it change? Wait, how did that change his demeanor? Did it make it worse?
It made it worse, definitely.
Okay.
It seemed like they were out to get us.
Hang on, guys. We'll bring you back here. Hopefully you've got a little bit of time to talk about this and maybe take some calls. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got the Motorhome Diaries crew on the line with us telling us about their arrests yesterday.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So tonight, as I mentioned earlier, testing out a brand new cam feature. Already people are complaining about this new one. You know, you can't make everybody happy. That's for darn sure. Cam.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get that. It's free. What do you want? But we'll see.
Trying to do that is only going to make you crazy.
Yeah, we'll see if we can work out the bugs. Apparently there's some sort of censoring thing in the chat room where naughty words are being censored, and that wasn't happening in the old chat room.
Don't say naughty words.
But the guy that founded Ustream is actually going to be at the Talkers New Media Seminar coming up here this next month, and you and I are going to that, Mark. And actually, that's what reminded me about Ustream, is I was looking to see who was speaking there, and the founder, who'd originally approached me 2 years ago asking to get Free Talk Live on his service, is going to be, so we'll be able to meet him in person, and maybe we can ask him about this whole censorship thing, or I'll send him an email here in a little bit. We'll see if we can get it worked out. All right, so 800-259-9231, maybe you've got a question for Jason Talley and Pete Ayer from The Motorhome Diaries. We had them in the studio here when they launched The Motorhome Diaries, which is a trip across, crisscrossing the country, going to Canada, Mexico, maybe even all the way up to Alaska. Who knows? It's not over yet. It's only just begun, and they've already been arrested once. It happened yesterday. They're traveling around the country, meeting with all kinds of liberty-minded people and finding out where some of the best activists are and what they're up to, and sharing videos online and talking about their experiences. And they've been calling the show to give us periodic updates about what's up. And of course, I had to have them on tonight to talk about what went down yesterday. You guys were pulled over for some sort of a tag thing. They immediately asked you if you had any guns or drugs, and Pete, you had answered that you did have guns. Looking back, hindsight being 2020, it's hard to do these things when you're in person with the cops, because they are intimidating, a group of intimidating guys. But do you feel like you gave them too much information? Do you feel like you should have maybe kept your mouth shut on that, or would that not have helped you at all?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I figured we're operating with inside the man-made legislation, and I didn't have anything to be fearful of. But
wait, you figured you were operating, or you knew you were?
I knew I was operating within the man-made legislation that bureaucrats have passed. So, and I knew we weren't harming anybody's rights. So I wasn't really afraid that the information that I had disclosed would get us into trouble.
But they did end up charging you with a gun crime, right? Transporting a firearm across state borders.
Actually, there are no gun charges. The charges that we have are ridiculous. They got rid of all the charges except each of us have one.
Oh, really?
I supposedly was this is Jason. So yeah. I was supposedly resisting arrest, and I guess by resisting, they mean that I wouldn't comply with putting my hands on a vehicle, and I stood there, and they got pepper sprayed and tackled. So that,
wow.
And that in Jones County, Mississippi, is called resisting arrest. Adam was...
So it's not like you pulled a Sam and went limp or something like that?
I stood there. There were two cops to my left and my right, and so they kept ordering, then they unsnapped the pepper spray and sprayed me good, and then choked me. I couldn't breathe for what seemed like an eternity as I was tackled on the ground and then handcuffed. So,
now, at what point did they demand ID from you and you didn't give it up? Was it before they pepper sprayed you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they asked me for my identification on several occasions, and I politely declined each time. Just like Pete said, I was a passenger. I mean,
you weren't driving.
I'm not in the business of giving people my identification just for the heck of it.
It's my understanding that there is no requirement for passengers to give up identification, but then again, I'm no lawyer, so I'm not sure.
Right. Well, I'm not sure either, but if there is a requirement, I don't think that would have changed my position one bit. I mean,
yeah.
Our project, Motorhome Diaries, we're taking a lot of video. We call it an almost real-time documentary about the search for freedom in America, kind of taking the temperature of the state of freedom in this country, and they had no idea that they were going to be big stars of this project, and we certainly didn't want them to be. We were driving through. We had absolutely no intention of stopping in Jones County.
Mm-hmm.
We were just driving through. We were going to have breakfast with somebody like 40 minutes away, and then we had a big day of driving ahead of us. We were going to go to a Nashville meetup with a bunch of people and then hang out there, but instead we spent 12 hours in their jail cell. But if I can tell you, we were pulled over, we were told, because of the tag issue. It's a New Hampshire tag. It's a temporary tag because we just bought this motorhome. It's totally legal, but the cop pulled us over because they don't issue paper tags in Mississippi. All right, I'll give him the benefit of doubt. Fair enough, whatever. But as he was talking to me, demanding my ID, I asked him, I said, but you found out that our vehicle was legal, right? He's like, right, your vehicle is legal. So at that point, I'm just wondering if we should be free to go, and then why I need to turn over my identification, mm-hmm. Also, we had just tremendous support. I mean, and thanks to you, by the way, for posting on Free Keen and carrying on our proud tradition of, being on your radio show and launching it on your show. We haven't even posted anything on our blog. We've just been so busy getting our RV out of the storage facility.
Well, I was disappointed to hear that apparently the cops had deleted the video footage that Adam had originally recorded of his arrest.
I figured that they would do that.
Quick question. I'd sent you I called you today after an email came through from one of our listeners offering, I guess he's an expert at undeleting data. And did you get that information?
We did. We received, probably about 10 people after I sent that out on my Twitter account. 10 people said that do not give up. Do not touch your camera right now.
Right.
But you should be able to recover that video. So, we were told that we would not get the camera back until our court date. But then we find it as we're looking around the wreckage of our RV because it
what?
Was,
well, they tore the RV apart.
I'm sorry. The interior was trashed.
They didn't. I guess no. I wasn't. I didn't think that your RV was trashed. I was saying I was so shocked that they left the camera in there. They didn't confiscate that.
No. They ripped it out of Adam's hand,
right.
And then they put it immediately in the patrol car when they handcuffed Adam. But then all of a sudden we find it in our RV. So they gave it back to us. Minus the 5-minute video that Adam shot. This is the reason, supposedly why Adam was arrested.
Now, quick technical question: the camera, it was what media was the video recorded on? A lot of older cameras are DV tape, but newer ones are hard drive and flash.
Yeah. It's a hard drive.
So perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So we should be able to recover this information. I'm getting ready to send the sheriff, Sheriff Hodge of Jones County, an email, CCing the Attorney General or whoever they think is important in Mississippi, and saying, do not delete the dash cams on these cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we need that evidence to show that we were in the right and that these cops were very aggressive.
Well, you know those things malfunction all the time, right, Jason?
Oh, yeah, very convenient, right?
They have to be some of the most malfunctioning pieces of equipment in the entire United States, these cameras in the cops' vehicles. Because
government
it's funny,
cameras.
They only work when it's beneficial to
sure.
the state enforcers.
Hey, guys, do you have time to continue this discussion maybe throughout the hour if we get enough, if it keeps going?
We have plenty to talk about, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Hang on. We're going to bring back Jason and Pete from the Motorhome Diaries. MotorhomeDiaries.com is their website. I don't think we gave that out before. MotorhomeDiaries.com. They haven't posted any updates since they've been released from jail, but you can bet those are coming. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. Features including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Asset forfeiture, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, housekeepers, your kids. There are a lot of reasons why you might want to hide your valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. And it's an ebook, and it's under $7. StashYourSwag.com. It had a lot of good ideas when I read through it, and I was pretty impressed. It's SWAG, as in StashYourSwag.com.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. We continue here with Pete and Jason. They are the men behind the Motorhome Diaries at MotorhomeDiaries.com. Having been driving all around the country in an RV that you've lovingly termed MARV, and I believe it stands for Mobile Assault Recreational Vehicle. Is that right?
No, it's the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
Damn it, I was way off. Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. So you've been driving around in MARV. You picked up a guy named Adam early on in your trip, and so there have been the three of you driving here and there and meeting all kinds of liberty-minded people, recording videos, posting them to YouTube and your blog at MotorhomeDiaries.com. And you're going to continue doing this probably for at least the whole rest of this year and maybe the first couple months of next year until you finally return to New Hampshire. And I kind of knew that this was going to happen. I think you guys probably did as well, that eventually you were going to encounter the police in a very not-so-nice way, and that's what happened yesterday morning around 10 o'clock. I think it was Central Time when that went down. They decided to arrest you on a variety of charges, including disorderly conduct, disobeying an officer, possession of a beer in a dry county. They locked you up. You're saying that now most of the charges have been dropped with the exception of disorderlies. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, my resisting arrest, and Pete has a charge for a possessing a beer in supposedly a dry county, but we're getting mixed messages on that. And Pete doesn't even drink beer, by the way, and I bought the beer. But they had to have something to charge him with because they handcuffed him and they kept him in a cage for 12 hours.
Oh, I see. So it was kind of after the fact that they decided to charge him with the possession of a beer?
Well, they told us a bunch of things that they were going to charge us with. And when we signed our paperwork to get out of there, that's the only charge that Pete had.
So let's continue the story here. They didn't taser you, but they did pepper spray you, and that was because you were refusing to give them identification, though you weren't the driver, so you shouldn't have to. Nonetheless, they didn't care. They decided they were going to use violence upon you, and they ended up cuffing you all, taking you down to the county jail. Do you have any stories you want to share from your jail experience or anything up until that point that we've missed that you want to highlight?
The jail experience, it was the first of its kind for me, but concrete floors. We were in there with, we're interviewing a lot of people, but it gave us an opportunity to talk to some of the other people that were in the holding cell with us. And some very nice people. A few of them in were for like meth charges, a lot of like victimless criminals that were in there. And this jail was just full of people with those type of stories. My heart really goes out to them. So in a way, and in a few ways, it was a positive experience because I was able to meet these people when I never would have before.
That's how I felt after I had spent a weekend in the jail here, the same jail that our friend Sam is currently sitting in and has been there for over 4 weeks now. But when I was in there, the three guys that I was with in a cell, by the way, that was designed for two men, they had four. The three other guys were in there for nonviolent violation of probation, drug-related crimes, and it was just so sad to hear their stories because they have kids, you know, they've got families. I mean, it's bad enough that I had Julia alone at home, but I can only imagine how much worse that must be for somebody who actually has a young mouth that they're responsible for feeding, you know, a 10-year-old son or daughter that's sitting at home wondering where daddy is or whatever. That was really just absolutely tragic. And of course, as you say, these jails across the country, as we know, are filled with human tragedy like this. It's all completely unnecessary. It's all as a result of the insane war on drugs.
What a waste of production, too. Like, these are all people that didn't hurt anybody, and they're just sitting in a jail cell, not doing anything, not being productive in any way.
Consuming tax dollars.
What a waste.
Yeah, consuming $80 a day here in New Hampshire is what it costs to keep somebody in a jail cell. So, you know, when I got out, I wanted to kind of refocus when people were asking me what it was like. I said, well, you know, I was only in there for a weekend. How about the rest of these guys that are sitting in there? I was in there with a 17-year-old kid, or not, I mean, maybe it wasn't 17, but like 20 years old, who was going to be in there for the next 60 days because he got busted for a third time with a bowl's worth of marijuana on him.
Jeez.
And, I mean, he's lucky that he had his job waiting for him when he came out. I'm sure that doesn't happen to everybody that goes in there. A lot of people end up getting fired and having their whole lives ruined by being thrown into one of these prison cells. You guys were so fortunate in that you've got MotorhomeDiaries.com and you kind of have names behind you and that there are people following your website and they're paying attention to what's going on. And there are other people with blogs that are helping out. And like the Agitator blogged about you guys, Manuel Laura at LouRockwell.com, you know, a lot of places picked up on your story, and so you had the good fortune of having this activist network backing you up and helping out from the outside, whereas most of the rest of these folks that are in that jail, they don't have that that benefit.
Yeah, that's right. We were fortunate that Jason was able to get out a couple Twitter messages, and right before he was placed in the car, and including a picture of Adam being arrested, and a lot of people responded very positively and helped us out behind the scenes. And we were, while we're in the jail cell, we continued to hear, like, every few hours, like, a jailer would come by, and first they said, like, oh, there's the Freedom Fighters, or there's those three celebrities, because people were just calling in and doing things. But with us right now, we have Allison Gibbs, who's with Campaign for Liberty, and she was planning to fly into Nashville where we'd meet her yesterday, and she could be with us for a few days out on the road. But she ended up changing her flight to come to Jackson, Mississippi, where she connected with Jill Wright, who's another person who's been there with us from the start. So we're going to pass the phone to Allison. She can tell you a little bit about the organizations and stuff that helped in the back end.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, Allison, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on with Ian, Julia, and Mark, and you are from the Campaign for Liberty?
Yes, I am, actually.
And I'd spotted you. I think we'd met once at some point here in New Hampshire, and I spotted you posting some comments over at freekeen.com, which is kind of where the news officially broke about what had happened to the guys outside of their Twitter accounts. And it seems like a lot of the organization of the activists that came to help you out in this particular case with contributing money to get these guys bailed out and to, you know, to get the RV out of the tow yard, a lot of this was just organized kind of on a whim on the comments thread over at Free Keen. I'm sure it was happening elsewhere as well, but it was just amazing watching the activists come together in such a short period of time and really take action on this. I mean, were you blown away by that, the amount of response that you received?
Yeah, it was actually amazing. I kind of posted my email address, my Twitter, and my phone number, and I started just getting tons and tons of calls. From freekeen.com, they were very supportive. The LP was very supportive, the Mississippi Libertarian Party, Mississippi Center for Public Policy, Young Americans for Liberty, Liberty on the Rocks, the Free Staters. Everybody was very, very supportive. And we raised over $3,000 because initially their bail was set to like $1,000 for Pete, $1,500 for Jason, and $1,500 for Adam, but he had a ATF on him, a hold. So we were trying to raise as much money as possible to get the boys out, and in turn, within 2 hours, we raised $3,000. So
that's
it's
amazing.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, but the minute I got off the plane, 2 hours later, we were going to Western Union getting $3,000. So I can't say enough positive things about the movement and just showing that different organizations might believe in different ways of going about things. But, you know, we all come together when there's a family in need, and I consider us all family. And I think it's completely amazing of what happened. And I'm happy to be a part of it.
I have to say I was really blown away by how quick the response was, and I didn't realize to the extent of the amount of money that poured in that amount of time. That's really amazing. If you've got more to share, hang on. We'll bring you back. Also, talk more with the guys here in a bit. And if you've got a call, if you've got a question for any of these courageous gentlemen and lady, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will continue talking about the Motorhome Diaries and their arrests yesterday down in rural Mississippi. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and help get more radio stations on board with Free Talk Live, bring more internet listeners onto the show, and help expose more new people to the message of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the Motorhome Diaries, perhaps Allison Gibbs is with us from the Campaign for Liberty, not technically a part of the Motorhome Diaries, but certainly has played an integral role over the last 24 hours. Allison, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So you had come down to meet up with Pete and Jason and Adam, who, of course, have been driving across the country, meeting with all kinds of interesting liberty-minded people and reporting on it at MotorhomeDiaries.com. You had originally come down there to meet up with them for, I'm not sure what the purpose was, but things changed after they got arrested yesterday, and you ended up coming down, going to a different place, collecting over $3,000 in contributions that you'd raised in less than two hours' time just by posting over, for instance, at the Free Keen Forum, not even on the forum, but the Free Keen comments thread on the initial breaking story about the guys getting arrested.
That's what I love about liberty-minded people, libertarians, voluntarists. They walk the walk. You know, they do not mind putting the money where their mouth is when it comes to things like this.
Absolutely. So that's what you were kind of telling us about. You came down, you got the money, you went to bail them out. What other parts of your story do you want to share with our audience tonight?
I was supposed to go into Nashville to be a fellow traveler with the boys and ride with them for about 6 days or so, and kind of go back down from, Nashville to Birmingham. And when I hit Atlanta, the flight right before I was supposed to go to Nashville, I had to change flights, fly down because I figured if, the boys are alone, they don't really know anybody down in Mississippi. And, luckily enough, we had a supporter down there, Jill Wright. She picked me up from the airport, and from there, we pretty much, tweeted the whole time. We had retweets. We had calls in. So many positive people. A gentleman by the name of Winthrop, actually put me up for two nights to stay, got me a hotel room. We had people were offering places to stay and cars and everything positive for me. I couldn't say enough positive things or say how happy that I am in the Liberty Movement and the people that we have surrounding us. It's amazing what we can all do once we come together.
And, you know, I was looking at what had happened, and I thought, I've always been a major proponent of the Free State Project, and I still am. I still think it's our best chance for liberty in our lifetime. But, boy, thank goodness not everybody has moved to New Hampshire at this point, because if there weren't all of these great people across the country that could have, because they could have been anywhere. They just happened to be in Mississippi, and there happened to be somebody who was connected to one of these websites, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or freekeen.com, that found out about this and got in touch with you and was able to help out. People were offering houses to stay in. You might have had to drive a little while, but there were people that were in at least the vicinity that were able to help out in a number of different ways. And so thank goodness we have the internet today. Of course, we know the Motorhome Diaries wouldn't even be happening if it weren't for the internet. This show wouldn't be happening if it weren't for the internet. The Campaign for Liberty wouldn't be happening if it weren't for the internet. And so all of this has been made possible. The fact that these guys were able to be rescued yesterday and got out of jail at 11 o'clock at night, all possible because people are getting together online from across the country and around the world, and like you said, Mark, they're putting their money where their mouths are, and they're doing what it takes to help out in situations like this.
Hey, Ian, and Mark, can I just jump in and say that, you know, we were very fortunate in this situation because we do have, you know, a website and people who actually care about what we're up to. But what about all the people in prison that don't have, you know, that kind of megaphone and that kind of support structure? They just waste away in there.
Yeah.
And we met so many of them, and I hate to go over this again, but most of them are just victimless crimes.
Absolutely.
And that's the tragedy here. I mean, we were 12 hours sucked, but you know, we got out with thanks to support from Allison and Jill Wright and Free Talk Live and the folks in Keene and just all these people. But geez, there's just so many people that have no voice.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think that's one of the places that we can see some change here in New Hampshire. Just recently, Dale from AnarchyOnYourHead.com has been talking about starting a prisoner outreach program here in the Cheshire County area in New Hampshire, and because we have so many activists here in New Hampshire that are concentrated, this is becoming a reality. Being able to do prisoner outreach is becoming much more tangible because we actually have enough activists to where a few of them can focus in on something like that, whereas I don't think that's ever really happened, to my knowledge, in the history of the Liberty Movement, is doing some sort of an outreach program. We've also been talking about printing up flyers. We were sitting in a courtroom the other day here in Keene. We were talking, it was sitting in a packed full courtroom during the arraignment time. And we're thinking, wow, we could be using this opportunity for outreach. Instead of just sitting here waiting for our friend to go up on and have the arraignment, we could be handing out flyers.
There's got to be solicitation rules inside a courtroom.
Well, we can do it downstairs, whatever, as people are coming into the courthouse. Whatever we need to do, we can start reaching some of these people because we have the concentration of activists to do it. And you guys were in Jones County, Mississippi. There wasn't anybody actually around with the exception of maybe one or two people. So it's hard for just if that's all you've got as far as your activist base in the area that you're in, it's hard to get anything done. But if you've got a whole bunch of activists that are looking for things to do, all it takes here in New Hampshire is for someone to say, okay, I'm going to start doing this, and people will jump on board. So I think you're going to start to see that change, at least here in New Hampshire first. And then maybe what we'll see happen is if we start coming up with, you know, brochures and things like that for people to reach out to these victims of the state, and explain to them what liberty is all about and how they can help themselves by taking this to trial and not giving in and not pleading out and jury nullification and all the things that we have to share with them, then maybe us creating those resources here in New Hampshire can be duplicated somewhere else where people can just grab a PDF or a document file and change it to their area, and they can start doing similar things where they are. We can do the hard work first here in New Hampshire, and maybe some other people can duplicate that. At least that's what I hope.
Yeah, that sounds great. And, we did feel all alone. We were just driving through from, you know, one spot where we were going to have an event to another. We had no intention of stopping in Jones County, but they liked us so much they wanted to keep us for 12 hours.
What's the status on the arraignment / trial? What's the legal situation right now?
I'm glad you asked. I just got a message from Jim Davison through Twitter, who tells me that there are a bunch of civil rights attorneys who are interested in helping us with this case. The arraignment, I believe, is towards the end of June, maybe June 24th, 25th. And
wow, that's a long time.
But, of course, you know what that means. We'll be at Porkfest for that.
Oh, my gosh. So what are you going to do?
Well, we might get it rescheduled. I don't like working with this this bogus court system that they have. I mean, I've never subscribed to it, so I don't know. I have to follow the rules. But we're all about education. So, you know, if that's what the sheriff is going to respond to, right? The sheriff's up for re-election in probably about 3 years or so. And so, you know, if his department is under attack and his name is justifiably you know, smeared because of the strong arm tactic that he allows his deputies to take, then we're just going to do a massive education campaign within that county. And but yeah, there's just been so much support. A lot of lawyers, a lot of people forwarding names of lawyers that we should use. So
well, I'm not a lawyer, but I do believe that in most cases you can actually bypass an arraignment by putting in your plea. And I realize you're like me, you didn't consent to this. This isn't your system, it's their system. But when I tried to tell the court that I didn't consent, they threw me in a jail cell. So your consent isn't required, unfortunately. So if you wanted to, you could probably either file for a motion to delay the arraignment, or you could just go and put in a not guilty, and then they would just schedule the trial probably beyond that. So that might be one way to get around this. You know what? We've got a couple people that are on the line. They want to talk to you. They've been waiting patiently. I'm going to bring on Withrow in Mississippi. Withrow, you're on with Pete and Jason. Withrow, are you there? Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah, I'm right here.
You're on with Pete and Jason. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, yeah. Pete and Jason, I'm sorry we didn't get to meet up with you guys here in Meridian. But we were trying to get a hold of you like last night and today. And, I mean, is everything okay? Do you guys... Are you guys going to need a place to stay when you come back, or what's the haps with that?
Yeah, we appreciate the concern, Withrow, and we're sorry we weren't able to meet up with you as well. We're presently in Birmingham, Alabama, at our friend Tom Pearson's place, and we're going to kind of stay here for at least a few days. And right now we're working on a blog post that has, like, the details of what went down. We're going to have that online within a couple hours, and then we're going to, you know, follow up where we need to pursue different options, see what makes police officers are held accountable. We're going to probably do a Freedom of Information Act request and get that video camera evidence from their squad cars, and hopefully, like Jason mentioned, recover this video tape that was lost on our end, that was deleted from our end. But yeah, we'll be here, and if and when we do have to run back to Jones County, we'll let you know. And
guys, can I put you on hold and bring you back for a little bit here in the second hour? Do you have time for that?
Absolutely.
All right, hang on, guys. More with the Motorhome Diaries here in moments. MotorhomeDiaries.com. This is Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.